Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy, and I host the show. And today, this is one show that if you get to hear it, you need to hear it over and over and over again. I'm sure not everyone is going to agree with what we have to say today, and my guests can be pretty outspoken about truth, and I'm all for truth. So I'm going to bring him on right now. His name is Barry Davis. So, Barry, welcome to the show.
Well, good to be here.
Good. Now, Barry, you sent me a lot of emails, is the reason why I called you to begin with. So before we start those, let's talk a little bit about who Barry Davis is, why you search for the truth, and why you continue to do what you do.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was going to be a question. Okay, why do I search for the better? I guess one big reason is I just don't like to be taken by others. Life is complicated enough without worrying about somebody else coming along and simply just taking whatever it is they want from me. Sometimes I know about it, sometimes I don't. And especially when I don't, those are the times that really, truly bothered me. And in the way of, say, if you take chemtrails, well, most of that is being done, if not all of it is being done, without the public knowing anything. And just that fact alone public not knowing is just really grinds me. And anyway, that's part of a little bit of what makes me tick.
Okay, now, Barry, you mentioned chemtrails. Now, we're seeing more and more chemtrails every day across the United States. I don't know if they're doing them in other countries, but they are definitely doing them here. A lot of people are under the impression that they are totally harmless, that they do absolutely nothing. They just make pretty checks across the sky. You know, I know better than that, and I have probably argued several times with people because they tell me, no, it's just exhaust spray mist that's coming out from the jet, and they just need to do that every now and then. But, Barry, why don't you tell them what the truth about chemtrails really are?
Well, truth of it is that if you want a quick wrap-up, they're really trying to kill us, and that is the truth. And what it is that they're supposedly trying to reflect the sun and to cool us down a bit, which is, I think, actually truthful. They are trying to do that. But while they're doing that, they're also dropping other chemicals on us that are mixed in with the aluminum oxide, barium oxide, this sort of thing that rains down on us. And when you see vaccines as part of the chemical makeup and certain cancers and certain heavy metals, and you think to yourself, well, wait a minute, I can buy the aluminum reflection, but why all these other things? And these other things would be, I think I've counted about 25 to 30 other products in there other than the aluminum. So again, why would those be there? Well, that's a long story in itself, starting to lose my track here a bit, and it's just not right that this sort of thing is being done. And
Barry, why do you think that they're trying to kill us off? You know, you talk about the chemtrails, so give us a little history about what got. First of all, you started researching chemtrails because, again, we know they've been doing them for a long, long time. And they've added mm-hmm. things to them called nano chemtrails that most people don't know about, but they know about chemtrails. So go back a little bit, Barry, with your life and kind of tell the listeners a little bit about really what got you started and how you knew to even look, you know, look into it.
Well, what happened, Nancy, is that I was going back to the office one day, and this would be about 2001, maybe 2002, and I just driving along, and happened to look up because the plane had gone further ahead of me than the top edge of my windshield, and because I've had experience before of planes losing jet fuel, I looked up at the plane and I thought, "Holy smoke, he's losing fuel at a phenomenal rate." So I pulled over the first payphone I could find and phoned the Department of Transport and wanted them to contact the plane immediately to tell them they had a fuel leak and land and have it repaired. So the fellow I talked to, he kept just asking me question after question, and I pleaded with him, "Look, would you please phone the plane?" And nope, just more questions. So eventually I thought, well, enough of this. I hung up. But it bothered me. It bothered me back to the office, and apparently bothered me for days. And I asked mentioned it to a family that I had known for many, many years, and they said, "Hey, Barry, those were chemtrails, probably not fuel, but the more likely chemtrails." So I dug into chemtrails, and of course, with a bit of time spent, found out what they were all about, so then it hits me, as I mentioned before, about the people doing things to us that we know nothing about, but we have a little evidence that is going on. Anyway, as the time went by, I learned more of what were in the trails and got to know more people that were also mixed up in it. And, of course, a lot of people that just poo-pooed it. "Oh, it's nothing," sort of thing. But the people that did understand it was just more bothersome to me. I think, basically, I didn't think this way, but I do now have thought for a few years that chemtrails are a part of a huge, huge spread of things, for lack of another word, that the New World Order are foisting on the world. What is the New World Order? Well, probably starting with the Rothschilds as being the instigator, and then going down from them. These people, they've got enough money. Now what they want is complete control of the total world. They'll control it by probably controlling UN countries. They can't control absolutely everything, but they can probably do it through the UN. Chemtrails are certainly a part of it. The HAARP would be part of the, I think that HAARP is used the chemtrails, I believe, are used to transmit HAARP around the world. But I stand to be corrected on that, because there's a little bit of doubt even on that, because the HAARP can operate it at 50 miles up, 50, 60 miles up, whereas chemtrails certainly don't get that high. Anyway, the So we've got the New World Order through many of their sources, that and chemtrails is just one of them. Another way of controlling us, or perhaps the main way of controlling us, is reducing our numbers. David Rockefeller has, I guess he was in front of 500 people, and he said through the web or to the world that he would like to see the world taken down to 2 billion people. So somehow he's going to get rid of 5 billion people. That's with a B, billion people. Bill Gates, as I've actually saw him on stage as well, saying that the world should best run using 500 million people. So he wants to get rid of 6.5 billion people. You know, these people are talking like incredible happenings around the world, and it's I see 20, 30 years of total mayhem and chaos in the world. Now, how are they going to do it? Well, I'm sure they can't simply say, okay, tomorrow we're going to go out and kill 6 billion people. They can't do, I don't think they could do that. The only plausible way or reasonable way of doing it would be to raise the normal death rate, say, by 2, maybe 3. Maybe they would get away with raising it by to 3%, because they can't raise it too much, because you can only tell the public, well, you know, there's more colds, there's more flu, and more of this sort of stuff around, so that's why more people are passing away. You can probably get away with that by raising the death rate 2 or 3%. Well, over a, 20 years, that's a lot of people, and I think that's the way tainted vaccines and chemtrails and water treatment or lack of. This sort of thing, the death rate is going to come up, and eventually they will, as David Rockefeller wants, they'll get their down to 2 billion people. I can't see the world being at 500 million, but anyway, so that I think is the reason why all this is being done, and there's probably going to be more means to kill us that will come on the scene, and all based on control of the world.
Barry, do you think that a lot of the things have gone on, for example, like 9/11, has been a government cover-up, you know, for whatever purpose? I mean, I've heard so many different stories, and some of them make a great deal of sense to me, and some others are kind of bizarre, but, you know, they usually say that fact is more bizarre than the fake part. So, you know, people won't assume that they're telling the truth, and I think that people really do need to wake up. But the 9/11 thing was really pretty major. Now, I've heard all kinds of reasons for it, and I'm not so sure which ones to believe. So do you think that 9/11 was pretty much set up by our government, possibly, and, you know, in cooperation with Israel or any other country?
The Nancy, I do believe 9/11 was totally set up, and I'd go so far as saying set up right there inside the Pentagon. And the when you hear stories and you see it even on the web, where the Israeli TV people were on the scene 1 hour before the towers started coming down. They were there to view the to make sure they had the towers coming down on film. And I remember Judy Wood, a very highly educated lady, has written a book called Where Did the Towers Go? And Where Did the Towers Go? Meaning that they just went into a pile of dust. And in fact, when I first saw the dust clouds, the tremendous dust clouds, I said to myself, where in the devil did all that dust come from? And anyway, Judy Wood has some excellent reasons as to why the it was a complete manufactured happening, and a lot of reasons. The towers were full of asbestos, and apparently they were going to be something like $11 or $12 billion to remove the asbestos and basically rebuild the tower. So the I think it came to a point where it made more sense to just demolish them. The way it was done, well, to me that was a complete no-no. As you watch the film of the towers coming down, if you watch enough of the film, one thing when I'm evaluating all this happening, I always try to look at these things six or seven times over. Never take the first set of pictures. Look at it, look at it, look at it, and then form your opinion. And I don't know how many times I looked at it, but the towers obviously were simply a standard demolition procedure. You know, the billowing clouds that developed soon after the planes hit, if in fact there were planes that hit. People say that they could have even been holograms. But after the planes hit, you've got those tremendous gray and black clouds. Well, if you look at the films that were taken up at the second tower, you can easily see the dynamite exploding in a very distinct pattern, running well ahead of the clouds. And then the firemen saying that the firemen standing on street level on the sidewalks, listening to explosions going off in the basements. It's the tower. If the towers were hit with planes, the floors immediately above and below would have certainly been scorched and badly damaged. But nothing else is going to happen. Because two planes hit, perhaps stretching it a bit, perhaps the upper structure from where the planes hit, perhaps that upper structure would tilt a little bit or something of this nature. But why then would the underneath structures collapse? There's absolutely no reason why the floors below where the planes hit would collapse, none whatsoever. And they had to be triggered by explosives and if you look at them enough, all the different films available, you'll see the explosions taking place.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting how they came down. Like, if you ever watched Demolition from a Vegas casino coming down, it matched it almost
exactly. I have,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I think
what about Building 7? What was it, about 7 hours, 6 hours later? And now there's another thing about Building 7. People kind of wonder at that. Well, the I'm a little bit familiar with demolition, the way it's done these days, and I would estimate that the demolition of Building 7, probably the planting of the dynamite and this sort of thing, I would suspect that that was going on 3, maybe as much as 5 weeks ahead of the day the building goes down. So then, obviously, you can only say that that was totally planned.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a case of the owner saying that, well, pull the building. You don't instantly demolish a building in the few seconds it takes to, say, pull the building. The preliminary work done on that building was probably a month prior to the building going down. So that in itself says the whole thing was totally planned. Totally planned.
Yeah, see, I totally believe it was also totally planned. And the part I think that the American people, and maybe even the world, have a hard time believing is that a government could be so mean and so cruel with, you know, all the people that were going to die there. See, I've heard many different stories. I heard a story that there was supposed to be a large amount of money that was coming due on September 12th, and that the United States was not going to be able to make that money met, and they had to do something else. And the buildings that came down had all of the documents, all of the anything and everything that could prove that this was set up because of this money coming due on September 12th. So they had to destroy everything no later than September 11th. But if you look at the dollar bill and you really look at it and you fold it in a certain way, and I can't tell you exactly how to do it because people have sent it to me and I've tried it and it works, it shows everything that's gone on with our government has already been pre-planned, including 9/11 and many other things, because it shows the towers, it shows everything on the dollar bill. So I don't know how it's folded, but, you know, if people want to look into that, there is a lot of stuff out on the internet about it. Just type in Google dollar bill folded to see future or something like that, and I think it'll come up. But the thing that probably bothers me the most, Barry, is that a government could be so ruthless and destroy all these lives and create the kind of pain that they have created and then turn around and act like they were just so sorry for everything that's been going on. See, my take is that the American people, without a doubt, are being led to the slaughterhouse like lambs. And I have a book. I haven't got it out yet. It's an e-book. It's called What Do You Think? Pencil with an Eraser Needed, Batteries Not. And all this book is questions, quotes, and jokes about every facet of life, including the government, religion, you name it. It's in this book. And that was one of the questions that I asked in this book, because I think people really need to wake up. You know, this is not a pleasant time. It's not going to be a pleasant time. It's all been pre-planned that everything has got to come crashing down, because without it crashing down, there can be no new beginning. And they're going to be using, in my opinion, the scenario of 2012 as the world coming to an end. And folks, I hate to tell you this, the world is not going to come to the end December 21st, 2012, like everybody seems to think it is. That is bogus, and I don't see it happening. Do I see a lot of things happening that started the end of 2009 that will correlate with 2012? Yes, I do. But, you know, nevertheless, Barry, it's like the people really need to wake up. I mean, there's so much going on, and they listen to the television, and they listen to the radio, and they believe everything that comes out of that, And yet if they would just take a few minutes after they've listened to something and think about what they just listened to and see how it feels
through.
within themselves, they'd probably have a much better answer for stuff. The other thing that probably bothers me a lot, you know, with everything that's going on, is that the cover-ups, whether it be our government, their government, or who only knows what government, are getting more and more, you know, like the American dollar. Let's talk about that, how broke everybody is now. But yet, the government just keeps printing more and more money, but are they giving it to the taxpayers? No. Who are they giving it to?
No. European common market, I heard a while, probably 3 weeks ago, where Bernanke had given the European common market, I believe it was $3 trillion. And I thought to myself, my God, what? How can a country like the U.S. be, how can they have a hope of surviving if they've built all this debt and then a so-called respected individual just simply, without announcing it to the public, gives $3 trillion to another group of countries. I think the fall of the U.S. dollar started in 1994. If a person goes back and looks at the charts, at the graphs, you can see the actual start of the dollar fall in 1994. And it just seems to have been, with the odd flip-up, it's been an average gradual fall till now. And I ask myself so many times, why would anybody allow this to happen? Surely it can't be so that the U.S. thinks that they can, with a very cheap dollar, that they can undercut China. Like, that's just simply impossible to do that. I've heard that the Bilderbergers want to run the dollar down to, say, 10 cents of its value, buy up all the major companies, and then rebuild from there. Well, that may be all well and good, but the millions of people that would take a direct hit with their savings accounts.
But Barry, if you revert back to hearing the Rockefellers and the Gates talk about how they want to get rid of some of the population, it would all make perfect sense. It would all fall right in line with what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bilderberg mm-hmm. group has got more than just a few people in it, and they're pretty ruthless, from what I understand. I mean, I know
names, one thing, but... Nancy, that I was really taken with when I was first hit with the name Bilderberger Group, named after a town in Holland, I think, just the name stuck with me, and then I happened to latch on to the list of Bilderbergers that I think the people that attended their meeting about 4 years ago, and I looked at the whole list. I think the list was about 130, 140 long, and noted who they were. And then the following year, I looked at the list, and the next year, I looked at the list. The third time I looked at it, I thought to myself, Lordy, Lordy, there's a lot of government people. And this isn't just a private industry group of people. And you know, I didn't I should have sat down at that time and figured out what the percentage of people are government people, but it was huge. And it just hit me, and I thought, what in the devil is all these government people doing in the Bilderberger group? And that was a strange one. But even that's all starting to come together now that the builders and the big businesses are just far, far too close. Way too close.
You know, but again, if you look at that group, and they're mostly world leaders, that would also take into consideration the new world order that, mm-hmm. you know, is being talked about. You know, so again, Barry, it all falls into line. You know, it's not like you have to sit here and do a crossword puzzle to figure it out. All you have to do is go back and connect the dots. And the dots don't lie, you know. And again, I know there's a lot of people go, oh, our government can never do that. You know, we could never be this cruel. We can't. But it's not that it's just our government. It's worldwide. And it is for total control due to greed and everything else. Like the price of gold. The price of gold is totally out of hand, all right? That's because somebody in some point in time gave it this value. And, you know, so it's skyrocketing. But, you know, what's really going to be happening is as a lot of these changes come in, the price of water, pure, clear water that you can drink without getting sick, is probably going to cost as much as gold. Okay?
Yes. Yep. You know, yep.
And I don't know if people are awake enough to understand that. I mean, you know, we're told from the time we are little bitty children that we need to have fluoride in our system, because fluoride helps us with our bones and our teeth, when in reality, fluoride, which is fluoric acid, actually brings a lot of diseases, and it also kind of numbs a lot of parts of our brain that makes us kind of really easy going, get along with whatever you say, yeah, it's going to be. You know, so there's people now talking about the use of fluoride. And a lot of people, I really don't think, Barry, know where fluoride originally came from. Or where it still comes from. So,
was it a waste product from something like aluminum smelting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were having some real difficulties in getting rid of the material, so they thought, well, let's put it into toothpaste and whatever, and
water.
Get rid of it that way. You know, again, government can come up with some dandy ways of getting around things, and a little bit like what was it? The Monsanto came up with the GMO seeds, I think, like I've said for a long time, if we don't shut down chemtrails, the whole world is going to wind up being sterile.
Mm-hmm.
Our soil and our water will be sterile. Well, just as a little bit of proving that, Monsanto came up with a way that the seeds can work around being laced with aluminum. And when I first heard that, I thought, well, there's an admittance that the aluminum is raining down on us. If here we've got a great big seed company that is designing seeds that will work around and grow something, and they work around the aluminum, so the aluminum has no effect on the seed. Well, that's admitting that we're being dumped on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that has gone on, I live in New Mexico. One of the things that's gone on in New Mexico, and as it really is going on nationwide, but I don't believe people know this yet, is that the government is actually selling the state's water and mineral rights to our government, which again is going to put a lot of us in a bind, because if at any given time our government or whomever want to get rid of people again, they can easily do it with the water supply, you know. In Chicago, I think it was last year or maybe the beginning of this year, they were trying to meet in secret, but somebody found out about it, so they started this big campaign not to let the mayor of Chicago sell off Lake Michigan to the government. And so that's going on all over the place. The other thing that's going on that a lot of people also, I don't believe, know about is that there's a big land grab going on that is actually encompassing 100 miles from the Canadian borderline south. And right now in Montana, if people want to look it up, because I did, so if you go to land grab in Montana, you will read about what the government's trying to do there. And the people in Montana who have grazing land for their animals and stuff, is how they produce their way of living, are actually, if the government grabs the land, will not be able to do that. And the government's going to put it down as kind of a site for people to go visit. Well, the question is, who is going to go visit Montana, which is total flat lands, just used for pasture grazing and that? Mm-hmm. What's the reason for putting that as a state park? You know, plus they're doing a land grab in Arkansas around a fort that's down there. I think it's either Fort Myer or Fort Hood or something like that. And there's a lot of things going on that unless people get off, and I'm going to make them mad, but I don't care, get off their lazy butts, they're going to find themselves in a world of hurt. And they have nobody to blame but themselves.
What are the details here? Just recently I was reading the federal government, federal U.S. government has already sold many of the parks to many of the federal parks to offshore people. Did I get that wrong, or
no?
Have you heard anything
right
on that?
I have heard a little bit about it, but I don't know a lot about it. Again,
I don't either. I just it's one of those things that I'll get more as the months go on. Another thing that really, really bothers me about what's going on is the terrorism thing, and where I said a lot of the happenings in the world come out of the Pentagon. I think, total honesty, terrorism, most of it, or the early design of certain terrorism, when the terrorism eventually evolves to where you can actually see it happening, now where it's happening may be carried out by other country people, but the early beginnings of terrorism, I believe, is coming from the Pentagon. And here a little while ago, I had a reason to look up the governmental agencies in California, and I never did count them, but if somebody's interested, do it. Just California government agencies, and the list just goes on and on and on, and which led me again to say, how in the devil can anyone or any country possibly support all this? And just some of the things that the U.S. government is involved with is they should not be involved in, one of their involvements is the losing of individual freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And you see some of the web videos where army officers walking down the streets, and these people are fully armed and ready to raise a go. And I think to myself, why? What in the devil is this all about? How is this going to help the public? And I don't know. I don't know. And how is the current ways of looking at a person's body when the scanners in the airports? It's I think the government is going way too far with too many of their pursuits, and it's honestly I don't know where the money comes from. I've got suspicions that the various drugs that are sold around the world, a lot of that money comes back to organizations like the CIA, the FBI, and this sort of thing. They're actually a new world order unto themselves. Forget what the it's almost as if the Rothschilds are competing against the U.S. Government. They're both trying to control in far too broad a way that could possibly last. Anyway.
Do you know, Barry, that there is no law that people have to pay income tax? Did you know that?
And for everybody
who's out there listening,
yep.
You can
yep.
look it up. You will not find that there is a law that says you have to pay income tax. Now, do you think...
Well, you're just... I was emailing to a fellow in the U.S., and I said to him that probably this was said mainly with chemtrails in mind. I said, let's put a class action suit together. Everybody that wants chemtrails stopped, let's put $50 in the pot for everyone and take the U.S. government to court. I said, even if we lost, it so much of the word would get out that would be nothing but positive. And when you think of Hawaii now and Suffolk in New York State and possibly Arizona are looking now at class action suits it's an excellent method of counties applying pressure to have the chemtrail shut down.
See, it's really, you sent out one email that I found really interesting, and it was a mechanic who, you know, works on planes.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, was called to work on this plane and got in a lot of trouble for that. So do you remember
mm-hmm.
that email that you sent me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
What had happened was the mechanic or engineers up here, and the engineer had been working on the plane. He had gone in to find, this is a large aircraft, and he'd gone to the manual and he'd been given his foreman had given them the job to fix an item in this compartment, and he looked it up in the manual, and realized that what he was looking at on the plane was totally different than what was in the manual. And what was on the plane apparently had not been FAA approved. Anyway, so we kind of tucked that in the back of his mind, but he kept following through with this, and eventually he found tubing, pumps, tanks, again, that should not be there, but they were. He followed them out to the onto the trailing edges of the the flaps and the ailerons, and found the little exit nozzles were actually disguised as they were either melded in with perhaps discharge. I can't think of the name of the discharge. I'll just call it a discharge aerial. The exit tubing had been melded in, disguised as the aerial, so apparently somebody apparently had been watching him. And as he traced out this this whole system, and eventually he got he was hauled up on the carpet, not for fixing anything, or he had done the job he'd set out to do, but just he was called up on the carpet for just looking at the rest of the system, and lost his job over it. And was later hired back on, but told just to keep to what he was instructed to do, and not pursue anything else.
Well, see, it was really good with your email because it went into pretty good detail and talked about how he was threatened. He was told that he needed to be quiet and not even go looking at internet sites to see what was going on, which meant that whoever works on a plane is probably being very much checked at all times, especially if this plane is not, quote, the normal plane. And he talks about his story. I mean, he did it as anonymous because, again, you know, it could be his life or his job. But, you know, I just think some of these things that people, you know, really have a hard time believing, they really need to just look it up and see for themselves with so many things that are going on. You know, there are tons and tons of very well-kept secrets. And when somebody stumbles upon them, whether it's accident or because they're really looking, they usually get pulled down by it, and they're told that if you want your family to live, you will keep quiet. Is that not true?
There's a letter just maybe a month ago, I sent a letter out to people, and in that letter let me think for a moment. Where people are one aspect of it was. It wasn't this letter. It was John Lear saying that the Camelot people had asked John, was he worried about his life, and he said, "No, I'm not so much worried about my life. It's my immediate family." And my immediate family will one by one will disappear, but this letter was saying really much the same thing that if you talk, if you discuss these chemtrails and this sort of stuff, that likely lose your job. You will be blackballed for life. Oh, it was another point, much like the Twin Towers going down and killing 3,000 people, where people say even today, oh, the government would never do that. Well, folks, that's exactly what they want you to believe. And this letter is much the same, where I think they're counting on such a letter as not being believed, but it's just coming out more and more. This is exactly what is happening. Stay clean. Don't talk about chemtrails, and everything will be okay. And like underground bases, keep your mouth shut, and don't say anything about it. And once martial law is initiated, and we have to put you in an underground base, well, you'll be first on the list. And of course, the other side of that, if you talk, you're not going to get the ticket to go to the underground base.
Yeah. Barry, would you like to give out your email address in case people would like to try to get in touch with you? I mean, you don't have to.
Oh, certainly. Yeah,
okay, so why
certainly.
Don't you go ahead and give it out?
It's Barry with a Y. Davis, Davis, at telus.net. And Telus is TELUS.net. So going back over, Barry_Davis at telus.net. And that should do it. I haven't looked for a few days, but if you miss the email, just Google Barry Davis Pilot, and I think I come up as, when I last looked, I came up as 4th or 5th down the front page on that, and I'm pretty sure my email is there as well.
Yeah, it's really important. I think, Barry, people really need to wake up, and we're actually almost out of time, but I think that people really do need to wake up. I think they need to do some of their own research. They need to start paying very, very close attention to what's really going on versus what's being said that's going on. I mean, we have so many things happening.
Nancy, the one thing I should say, just so that people get a little bit of confidence in me, I've been looking at all this for about 9 years now, and as I mentioned, I don't repeat things after I've looked at something once. It'll take 6 or 7 lookings and all different parts of the whatever it is. So the some people may think or listen to me and say, oh, he's full of poo-poo. Well, I've done enough to be confident in saying that so much of this is true. It is going on. And please, rather than just believe me, go do your own due diligence on the subject. And treat it the same way. Don't take the first article you read as gospel. Wait till you've, or search out 3 or 4 or 5 more bits on that that info or project. Then make up your mind as to yep, this is true, or no, it's not.
So. Yeah, and I agree, Barry. I think people really need to really do the research. I mean, if they hear something and they don't believe it, then look at it, research it, check it out.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Because otherwise they're going to sit there and they're going to end up being pretty much lost in everything that's going on. I mean, the internet, as much as I truly don't like the computer, the internet is one of the best ways to check out things. But you do have to be careful because without a doubt, there's a lot of people out there that are very much for disinformation, and you'll run into those. I mean, it happens all the time. And they'll tell you different stories that are not true to try to get you to look a different direction. But, you know, like anybody who looks up David Icke's information, you know, they're going to get a ton of info about all the research that he has done. So there are really, really good people out there to check it out. But the best bet truly is for these people to check it out themselves. Now, Barry, our time is up. So I'd like to thank you for being on the show. And I'm hoping that people will kind of take note. I mean, it was quick. An hour goes by very quick. But I'm really hoping. So one more time, give out your email address, and then we'll have to say goodbye.
It's Barry with a Y, underscore, not a dash, an underscore, Davis at TELUS, TELUS dot net.
Great. Barry, again, thank you very much for being on the show. I certainly hope you get some people emailing you, even if it's to say you're crazy. At least they're paid attention, okay?
Hey, I'm used to that, so... depending how many, I try to answer everything, but of course, if there's too many, well, they just have to wait a bit, maybe.
That's all right. You'll still get to them. So, Barry, thank you very much for taking the time. It was very nice talking with you. And you keep up your good work, okay?
Alrighty. Okay. Bye for now.
Bye now. I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. Sorry I didn't wish you before last time, but I hope it all was very good. And I look forward to more holidays. Take care. May God bless all of you, and we'll talk next time. Bye now.